Just arriving in meditation, wherever we are, whatever time it is, whatever state our body is in, our heart, our mind. And coming to the principle of meditation, which is grounded in an alert, relaxed, warm-hearted directing of attention to the present, to the here and now. Gathering the threads of our life from the various dramas, from our many relationships, from our work, from the stories of the world around us, near and far, the politics, the wars, the entertainment, the stories. We bring our attention with kindness and wisdom to the unfolding intimacy that is the life of the body, the heart, and the here and now, responding to the world, always in relationship, and that we can come into a kind of stillness that's never really still, but also sets aside the frantic running around that characterizes our days so often. And bring the body to a comfortable upright seat or a stable posture of stillness, whatever that is best for your body. And bring the breath into awareness and let the awareness of breathing, sitting, and being spread through the whole body. Just being here with the sensate animal process of the feeling body. Set aside any thoughts or images swirling in the mind. And let the field of sensation and the tenderness of the heart be in the foreground. Whatever you're feeling, whatever the sensations swirling through. One pathway to a kind of gentle samadhi with the whole body is to feel the body in its posture and then shift to feel the body as a field of vibration or energy, if you call it that, sensation. But the sensations that you can feel are in a kind of movement or dance. Even a heavy or stuck sensation can be felt as a kind of slow dance. Dance is just another word for movement that we can be with and appreciate in its complexity, again, its intimacy. You might feel the dance as vibration. You might feel it as slow waves or faster pulses. You might feel your weight, the pressure, the body pressing into the earth pressing to the body. As the breath moves, you might feel the breath as the primary wave in the body, or you might feel larger or smaller, grosser or subtler waves moving through. And to go further in this direction, you might hold the sense of the whole body as a field of vibration and let that sense of the vibrating body expand past your idea of the edge of the body at the skin. And really feel like there's a whole radiating space that the body inhabits. Thoughts come up, so just set them aside and bring the attention right back to the field of the body. Body is just a word for the experience of presence in a place. And so whether your eyes are open or closed, you can hold softly your image of your own body, even let it go entirely if you want to. Really bring into the foreground the felt sense of the body as a field of knowing, of sensation, movement that is known by awareness. This awareness can be cool and witness-like. It can be loving and intimate, even erotic. It can be investigative. It can be inclined toward deeper and deeper stillness. Or it can tune into the dynamic nature of these pulsations in the body through the field of the body space. So I'll encourage us to practice in this way. This is a form of mindfulness of the body. Where we take the subtle or vibratory body as the primary anchor for attention. And with breath and directed attention, we just encourage or allow that sense of the vibrating field of the body to just expand, or to expand and contract on its own. But emphasizing the sense of relaxing into the natural spaciousness of the body. Don't follow thoughts. But when they arise, just let them pass through without clinging or resistance, if you can. Just setting them aside, setting aside inner images. And each time the breath comes in or out, recommit to this vibrant, radiant sense of the body, the heart, the mind, just shining here, interwoven, at rest, nourished by stillness. And you become for a moment what the Buddha called an island in the flood, place of refuge. Perhaps what T.S. Eliot called the still point in the turning world. So we'll shine like this together in silence for a while. If the felt sense of the field or the body has faded or thoughts have taken over, bring the mind back, bring the attention once again fully to the field of the vibrating, radiant body. If things are peaceful and quiet, relax even further, recommit to stillness. And in these last moments of the meditation, if you want to, into the silent space of the heart mind, you might drop a phrase of gratitude or an intention. Plant a seed or speak from the inner silence to yourself, to the spirits, to the guides. Take a moment and just hear yourself. Speak to where you are in your life, in whatever way is helpful. We'll close as we've been doing with the mantra of Prajna Paramita, the perfection of wisdom. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi swaha. Three times together. In the silence of the heart or out loud, as you like. Gate.
Gate, Gate.